एक दफा डायल करके देखता हूँ क्या पता डायल हो जाए। भेजिए आंटी में। Hey Christine,
Hello?
I'm really sorry. I had to call you back as I wasn't able to connect the call. I have the specialist available just right now.
Hello, is this Christine?
Yes.
I would like to thank you for holding. There is one caller ahead of you. I will be connecting you to a representative to discuss final expense coverage. These plans are designed for seniors to help cover funeral and other final expenses. To make sure I route this call to the office licensed in your state, I need to ask, do you currently reside in Florida?
Yes, I do.
Are you currently the age of 75?
Yes.
Are you currently bedridden, in a nursing home, or in a hospital?
No.
Do you make your own medical and financial decisions?
Yes.
Since you make your own financial decisions, do you currently have access to a checking or savings account?
Yes.
Okay. The representative is ready. By giving permission to continue this call, you confirm that this is a compliant, warranted call, and are willing to discuss final expense insurance coverage. If this is not a compliant call, please hang up and call back the number that called you and ask to be placed on the do not call list. Please understand, your information will not be shared or used for any other purpose. If the call gets disconnected, the office will reach back out to you on the phone number 1-239-291-8892. I need a clear yes or no. Do you give permission to continue this call?
Yes.
Please continue to hold.
Final Expense Direct, this is Javon Lawrence. Who'd had a pleasure of speaking with today?
My name is Christine Becker.
Okay. And how are you doing today, Ms. Becker?
Oh, pretty well, thank you.
All right, I'll be happy to help you. And you're calling in regards to information for coverage for funeral and burial protection?
That is correct.
All right, now before I get started, let me let you know first, this call is being monitored and recorded for quality assurance purposes. And I'm going to start by giving you some information. Are you able to receive text messages by chance?
Yes.
All righty. Now, just so you know who we are, our company's name is Final Expense Direct. That's our company's name, Ms. Becker.
Final Expense
Direct. And we also have a customer. Yes, ma'am. Then we also have a customer service phone number, which is 1-800-538-3610, extension number 2.
Okay.
We have a website, same as our company's name, and that is finalexpensedirect.com. And the last number you need is the number that lets you know I'm licensed and authorized to talk to you about final expense benefits in the state of Florida. The number is 1-831-9471. Now, aside from that, Christine, we're also members of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. We're platinum members of our Better Business Bureau, and we've been awarded their highest rating of an A+. Now, if for any reason we get disconnected, my information does show your telephone number is being 239-291-8892.
Correct.
Is that right? Yes. Good deal. Now, these final expense benefits, these are small, affordable, permanent whole life insurance policies regulated by the state of Florida for individuals that live on limited income, like Social Security, disability, and disabled veterans, and are permanent plans that never change. Now, if you qualify and I find you a plan that you know you want to take advantage of today, first I'm going to have a welcome packet sent to you immediately. It's going to have all my information, plus information about the plan and the company you qualify for today.
Okay.
Then you get it in 4 or 5 days. You get the policy in about 10 days, but that way you have everything we're talking about in black and white. Okay?
Okay. Yes.
And last but not least, we've been in business since 1984, working with all of the top companies in the state of Florida. And we don't work for the insurance companies. I personally have the liberty of working directly for you. That means we're finding you the best plan at the best price based on your age and health. We're doing the shopping for you. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
All righty. Now, some of the companies we work with include Pioneer American Life, Baltimore Life, Mutual of Omaha, AIG, Foresters, and Liberty Bankers, to name a few. And these plans, they start right at $1 a day, and they provide the cash benefits for funeral and burial protection, just like our TV commercial says. Now, there are a few help questions and a free quote to qualify, but those same benefits are secure for the family applying for them right over the telephone, spending absolutely no money today.
Okay.
So getting that information out of the way, let me verify here with you. Were you born in the state of Florida, Ms. Becker?
Born in Boston, Massachusetts.
Born in Massachusetts. All right. What brought you over to Florida?
Well, my parents retired down here, and when I decided to retire, I came down here in 84.
Good deal. Now, you retired today. You're still working.
I'm retired.
How much work did you do?
Well, I did a lot of different things, but the last job I held was as an LPN, licensed practical nurse, here in the state of Florida.
Well, that's a pretty good career. How long you do it for?
Well, since 2002.
Sorry to hear that, Ms. Becker. But you, and I thank you for sharing that information with me. Now, well, but that's great, as a matter of fact. Now, let me also commend you for looking into this matter, because we both know many families that put it off until it's too late. Biggest concern of the people I talk to every day is to make sure their families don't dig in their pockets to pay for a funeral. Now, with that being said, is your main focus to just cover your basics, or are you looking to leave your family a little something extra?
I'm looking to leave them a little something extra. I already have a policy for cremation, and all I have to do is send my ashes up north to be buried in a hole in the ground in Kentucky, so it's no big deal.
Of course. And you ever had to help pay for a family member's funeral?
Yes.
And that allows me to understand, you understand the importance and the necessity of a plan being in place to cover this matter, so I'm going to get to it. Price is always determined by 3 factors. Your age, your health, amount of protection you're looking for. Now, how young are you?
75.
You don't sound 75. When's your date of birth?
July 24th, 1946.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Now, any tobacco? Yes, ma'am. Any tobacco in the last 12 months?
No.
And what is your height and your weight?
5'6", 145 pounds.
5'6", 145. You ever had any heart problems?
No.
You ever had a stroke?
No.
Any cancer?
No.
AIDS or HIV?
No.
Any diabetes?
I have diabetes type 2, taken with 2 shots of insulin per day.
Any neuropathy, retinopathy, or nephropathy?
Nope.
Which is like tingling in your hands and feet?
Nope, none of that.
Any blood pressure?
I have high blood pressure.
Is it under control?
Yes, I take lisinopril and hydrochlorothiazide for that.
Any inhalers?
No.
Any liver or kidney complications?
No.
Any anxiety or depression?
No.
And last, has the doctor ever said you had arthritis?
I was told I had arthritis in 1959.
Not a problem. Now, are there any other health complications that I may not have mentioned that I need to be aware of?
No.
Well, you're in great shape.
Yep, I think
so. And that's just what I like to do. So just diabetes and insulin and blood pressure.
Yep.
So this is what we're doing here now. I'm checking a box, giving you all the discounts I'm able to. And all of our top companies, they do their billing through banks and credit unions. And they give you a discount for setting up your plan that way.
Mm-hmm.
Make sure I'm able to get you qualified for a discount. You do have an active checking or savings.
Yes,
am I
right? Do. Yes, I do.
How much coverage do you have, Ms. Becker?
$6,000.
How much is it costing you a month?
$46 a month.
$46 a month? Is it with Great Western Insurance Company, Ms. Becker?
No, it's with Mutual of Omaha.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at notes. Did you buy a policy a couple of months ago with Great Western for $3,000 for $4,367?
No, not that I'm aware of.
Okay. All right. Well, are you trying to find you a better plan at a better price or just get a little bit more?
Just get a little bit more.
Let me take a look here, Ms. Christine. I may have some options here for you. And earlier, again, I gave you my name and number, and I mentioned our customer service department, which
mm-hmm.
hours are 9 to 6, Monday through Thursday, 9 to 5 on Friday, Central Standard Time. And we don't come out to your house weekly or monthly to collect premiums like they did in the good old days. You have two options. We can either pay annually or monthly. However, if I find you a plan you're comfortable with, it's always set up through your bank, just like Social Security. At 75, lovely lady, no tobacco. Let me give you some rates here. Just one moment.
Okay.
You said you have $6,000 for about
yes.
$46 a month.
Yep.
I do have a company by the name of Liberty Bankers Life. They would give you the best plan at the best price today, Ms. Becker. Yeah. They
what
have a $10,000 policy, which is $76.20. They have
mm-hmm.
a $7,000 for $54.73. And I'm going to stop here at the $5,000, which is only $40.41. Now, of those three plans, which plan would you like your family to receive a check for when God comes calling for you?
The $5,000 would be sufficient.
All right, here's what we do. We don't spend any money today. We fill out a simple application, including your name, address, date of birth, and beneficiary. The first name is Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E. Is that right?
Yes, that is correct.
Middle initial?
J.
And your last name?
Becker, B-E-C-K-E-R.
Just like it sounds. And I have your date of birth coming up. As 7/24/46.
Correct.
Present age 75. Lovely lady. Height is approximately, verify your height and weight with me, Ms. Becker.
5'6", 145 pounds.
All right. You was born in the state of Massachusetts of the USA. No nicotine or tobacco in the last 12 months. What is your mailing address?
1428 Coconut Drive, Fort Myers,
okay.
Florida, 33901.
All right, that's the home, correct?
Yep.
And the most important part of your policy, who would you like to put down as your beneficiary?
My niece, Jennifer Bates, B-A-T-E-S.
All right. Now, the way the company knows to pay those benefits out to your niece, also how you're approved right over the telephone, and how you're identified when God comes calling for you, is because your policy and your beneficiaries, they are connected to you through your social. What's your social?
061-405-7773.
Thank you for your trust. Now, the benefit of Liberty Bankers is we don't need any money with your application. They'll draft your premium from your checking or savings only on the date you selected for. Now, upon approval, what date would you like the bank to pay the insurance?
The 3rd of August.
All right. And do you have a primary care doctor that you use?
Dr. Christina Cavanaugh.
Christina Cavanaugh. She's in Fort Myers also?
Yes, she is. Practices on Cleveland Avenue. Same zip code as me.
Came right up.
3901.
Okay. All right. So just one moment here, Ms. Becker. I'm going to get this information here typed up for us, and we're going to get Liberty on the line. They're going to go over a few telephonic authorizations. At the end, you just say, yes, I agree. And thereafter, I'll go over the medical questions here with you. Everything should be a no, and you should be approved here momentarily. And just one moment.
Okay.
Shouldn't take much time at all. I'm usually a pretty fast typer, Ms. Becker. So, give me just another moment. I said, I'm a pretty fast typer. I just got to get this here typed up in our database. Right, that doctor's name is Christina Cavanaugh.
C-A-V-A-N-A-G-H.
Got it. In Fort Myers. All right, so just one moment. Make sure I got your phone number here entered correctly. And this is a cell phone we're talking on?
Yes.
Ending in 892. There we go. Information has updated accordingly. And they should be on the line here in just a bit. Once they're on the line, then we'll get the interview company on the line. Well, then I'll go over the medical questions, and we'll be done.
Okay.
And here we go. You ready, Ms. Beck?
Yes, I'm ready.
All right.
You have reached the Liberty Bankers tele-interview line. Please stay on the line for the next available representative.
Hello, my name is Jimmy. How can I help you today?
Yes, Jimmy. I'm calling to complete telephonic instructions for Liberty Bankers Life e-application. I have a case number for you.
Okay, go ahead with that case number.
It's going to be 137-028.
All right, just a moment while I pull that up.
Okay.
Okay, and what is the applicant name on that application?
Christine J. Becker.
Thank you. And is she already connected on the phone?
Yes, Ms.
Yes.
Becker's on the line.
All right. It's going to take just a minute to open up that application.
Okay.
Yes.
All right, Hello, my name is Jimmy, and I will be obtaining your voice signature on behalf of Liberty Bankers Life Insurance Company to complete this application over the phone. Please be advised this call is being recorded, and for identity verification purposes, could you please state your full name, date of birth, and last four of your social?
My name is Christine J. Becker, DOB 724-1946. The last four of my social are 5773.
Okay, thank you. And do you agree to Liberty Bankers Life Insurance Company accepting your signature electronically? And do you understand that by stating yes, you are signing this application electronically, just as if you signed a paper application?
Yes.
And do you authorize Liberty Bankers Life Insurance Company to obtain and disclose protected health information, including prescription history, for the purpose of determining eligibility for insurance from any pharmacy, pharmacy benefit manager, or the Medical Information Bureau, MIB? And do you authorize these entities to furnish such information to Liberty Bankers Life Insurance Company for the purpose of evaluating your application for insurance?
Yes.
And this medical or health information includes information on the diagnosis and treatment of mental illness, alcohol, and drug use. This also
yes.
includes information on the diagnosis, treatment, and testing results related to HIV, AIDS, and sexually transmitted diseases, unless otherwise restricted by state law. Do you certify that you've been read or reviewed the HIPAA authorization to obtain and disclose medical information from the agent?
Yes.
Health information obtained will not be redisclosed without your authorization unless permitted by state law, in which case it may not be protected under federal privacy rules. This authorization shall be valid for 2 years from this date and may be revoked by sending written notice to Liberty Bankers Life Insurance Company. Do you authorize Liberty Bankers Life Insurance Company or its reinsurers to make a brief report of your protected health information to the Medical Information Bureau?
Yes.
And do you agree that Liberty Bankers Life Insurance Company may accept electronic instructions regarding your application and policy issued and hold the company harmless when it has taken reasonable steps to confirm your instructions are authentic?
Yes.
Do you agree that by signing this application and any applicable replacement forms that the responses given concerning any existing life insurance are true and complete to the best of your knowledge and belief, and that by authorizing the use of your signature today, you will be creating a legally binding signature that will be affixed to the application and in the applicable replacement forms?
Yes.
Okay, now I'm going to read to you a fraud statement. Any person who knowingly presents a false statement in an application for insurance may be guilty of a criminal offense and subject to penalties under state law. Do you certify that your answers given are true and complete to the best of your knowledge and belief?
Yes.
Thank you. And do you authorize the company to send text messages to your cell phone?
Yes.
Okay. And lastly, please acknowledge that this application will become a part of the policy when it is issued and that when you receive your policy, you will review it, the application, and all other papers that accompany your policy carefully. Do you agree to this?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. It's going to be just a moment. Sorry, it's taking a little while longer to load today.
Take your time there, Jim.
Okay, Mr. Lawrence, it says that update was successful. If you want to refresh your sign.
Let me confirm I'm able to get back in there.
Okay.
All right, thank you, Jimmy. I'm able to get back in. Thank you, sir. You have a good day, okay?
All right, you too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, let me just go through these medical questions here, Ms. Becker. Said no to tobacco. Have you ever been diagnosed with any of the following? Congestive heart failure, cardiomyopathy, memory loss, Alzheimer's or dementia, tumor instead of internal cancer, or terminal illness, meaning life expectancy of less than 24 months?
No.
Any organ transplant, untreated hep C, kidney failure, dialysis, amputation due to diabetic complications, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, mental retardation, ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, Down syndrome, cystic fibrosis, or Huntington's disease?
No.
Diabetes at age 9 and younger?
No.
AIDS-related complex or HIV?
No.
In the last 2 years, any uncontrolled diabetes or uncontrolled high blood pressure?
No.
In the last year, have you been confined to a hospital for 5 or more consecutive days? Used oxygen, been unable to care for yourself, on bed rest, in a nursing home, hospice, long-term care, or assisted living facility?
No.
All right. And in the last 2 years, any angina, chest pain, stroke, or TIA, cardiomyopathy, any angina, chest pain, type of heart, a circulatory surgery, heart attack, or received a pacemaker or stent?
No.
Stroke, mini stroke, or paralysis?
No.
Cancer, been advised to receive chemotherapy or radiation for cancer?
No.
Aneurysm, brain tumor, or sickle cell anemia?
No.
Any actual complications of diabetes such as nephropathy, neuropathy, retinopathy, diabetic coma, or insulin shock, meaning you went in a shock for your insulin?
No.
Hepatitis, hep C, cirrhosis, pancreatitis, kidney disease, or lupus?
No.
Multiple sclerosis, Parkinson's, walker, wheelchair, or a scooter due to chronic illness or disease?
No.
Convicted of a felony or have such charge pending against you?
No.
Moving on to the last section. Have you ever been diagnosed as having COPD, chronic bronchitis, emphysema, vascular disease, or artery disease?
No.
Did you use insulin before the age of 25?
No.
In the last 2 years, any seizures or mini stroke?
No.
And we made it through our medical questions, Ms. Becker. Just one moment. Congratulations, you have been approved for the standard plan, which is great, Ms. Becker. Now, the good news is they're saying yes, and the only slight difference is there is a counter offer, but it still pays 100% from day one. I don't think it's a big difference. I believe it, were we doing the $5,000, Ms. Becker?
Yes.
Okay, so the $5,000 actually came out to $5,336. Is that okay?
All right, yes.
All right, and lastly, what is the bank's name we're putting on file?
J.P. Morgan Chase.
Checking or savings?
Checking.
And lastly, we just need to verify the routing and the account number.
Okay, hold on a second. I have to get that information.
Take your time. I believe we may have it here on file, Ms. Becker. Let me make sure. Let me confirm it. Just one moment.
Okay, the routing number is 267-084-1311.
Okay. And last